I wish he would have stayed home, away from this cruel world that we live in. Dear reader, children shouldn't roam this world alone. But we can't keep them in their nests forever. My son left his room one night to the enchanted chirping outside his window. And I knew what this was, but only from my years of studying this creature. You see, there is a monster. A monster that wanders around the globe, preying on innocent children. Watching. Waiting. I remember fondly. It was September 15th, 1983. That was the year my wife and I escaped the busy world of New York to live our lives in the country of North Dakota. We happily lived there for several years. Until I discovered my one true love. Studying the Seed Eater. The Seed Eater is a disturbed bird-human creature that roams the forests, stalking children and abducting them to be part of the legend. On June 19th, 1987, I first saw it sitting in my tree on my front lawn. I was in a daze when I saw it. My destiny beckoned to me. It said, "Follow it. Love it. Learn it." Around the same time, 2 weeks later, I awoke to a strange tapping noise on my front window. I knew it was him. I ran out of the house to see it, sitting in the tree, just staring into my eyes. I was about to cry from the majesty of it. I remember it telling me that it wanted my help. I would do anything for it. On April 3rd, 1988, the Seed Eater arrived at my window again. I was overjoyed. It said it was time, and I remember. You see, the Seed Eater devours children to keep itself alive, indulging in their youth to live forever. I remember the little boy. Oh, what was his name? Oh well, it doesn't matter. I remember going to his house and just simply knocking on the door at 4:29 a.m. I saw the bay window. It was the boy's room. I went to tell the Seed Eater. And he told me how to get his attention the next day. A couple of weeks went by, and the stench of the flesh was disgusting. Where was the Seed Eater? The parents of the boy put up lost posters last week. I wonder why they didn't worry for the first 2 weeks. Oh well, I'm not concerned. On May 14th, 1988, the boy was nothing but bloated, rotting flesh, and the Seed Eater was nowhere to be found. I guessed my services weren't needed. May 15th, 88. He came. He took the body and requested another. May 16th, 88. 6 kids killed, 6 kids devoured, and 6 more requested. May 18th, 88. However, losing people makes me wonder. The killer monster, the Seed Eater, came tonight. He said kids weren't doing the trick anymore. He wanted something or someone bigger. If you're reading this, you may be the only hope of finding out the truth of this thing. In my room, there is a journal. On page 49, you'll discover how to take the life out of this monster. But he's had me under a tight death grip. I couldn't do it, but maybe you'll have more strength than me. Goodbye, everybody. I hope being eaten is what I brought onto myself.